Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kyle Brandt on Good Morning Football talking about Patriots wide receiver one, Stephon Diggs. Yes, Fitzy?
Andy, we talked at the start of the show about how the local scene, the national scene, is exploding with Drake mania, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. It's only Monday at 2:30 in the PM, and the algorithms and the bots and the AIs and everyone else that know your tendencies, your interests, etc. Holy smokes. I just hit the refresh button on Twitter. First tweet, Dan Orlovsky, that Drake May tape is something else at Patriots. Right below that, Coach Mac Brown. Some coaches that worked at North Carolina make sure to congratulate their players. So happy for Drake. Fun to watch him win last night in Buffalo like he did so many times at UNC. Love that kid. Next one, Emmanuel Acho. Drake May has officially arrived. If anyone doubts it, let me show you. Next one, Colin Cowherd. They check all the boxes as a playoff team. Tough, resilient, can win on the road. Excellent young quarterback. He is impressed. Next one, Los Talks Pats. Will Campbell dominates just one after another. Oh, my God. And then Ian Rappaport. It's insane. Like, the entire world is just obsessed and consumed by the Patriots right now, and I don't hate it.
My favorite part of it is that this is not just recency bias. This is not the stupid morning after when J.J. McCarthy, who's played 8 quarters in the NFL, happened to have one good one and everybody anointed him with it after a single quarter, fourth quarter, after 3 bad quarters. This is 4 games. This is a 4-game stretch here where Drake May has been elite. Drake May has been tremendous. I think he has played the 4 best games of his career, and you can order him how you like. I know a lot of people thought last night might have been the best game Drake May's ever played. We can argue about it. We can debate it. But 4 straight games, that's almost a quarter of a season. It used to be a quarter of a season, but they screwed it up for us by adding a game. So it's almost a quarter of a season, and he is developing before our eyes and producing before our eyes. So while the national people are hopping on board as a one-off, this is a 4-off for us locally. You know what the outlier is locally? That first game where we were bitching about, well, he's got too much on his plate and he's afraid to throw and he doesn't know what to do and Josh must be scared him into not making plays anymore. Did he look like a guy last night who's scared to make plays? Certainly seemed like he made them.
Certainly didn't look as scared when I watched him last night. No. As a matter of fact, the confidence, but also like just the ease with which he moved. Like early in the game, I was admiring the way Josh Allen moves and the way he can just basically flick his wrist and a 30-yard dart flies right out of his hand. Last night, rolling to his right, you're not supposed to be able to throw with that sort of like bend and accuracy the way Drake May did, but he did it time and time and time again.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And if you're watching all season long, on the current pace, you're going to watch Stephon Diggs catch a lot of passes for a lot of yards and not a lot of touchdowns. In fact, Based on the current pace, he'll have zero touchdowns on the season. But Stephon Diggs, you heard Kyle Brandt talk about it. He beat the Bills and Josh Allen last year as a member of the Texans. Now he comes out as a member of the Patriots, and boy, was he fired up and juiced up. And Brandt is right. This is a separate topic for a different day, but let's put a pin in this. The Stephon Diggs experience has been really interesting so far. Really, really interesting. Good on the field, borderline great on the field after last night. And then all this weirdness off the field that we're not sure, is this a problem? Could this be a problem? Is this just a guy with an interesting off-field life and a celebrity baby mama, girlfriend, whatever she is in Cardi B?
Companion. We'll just say companion.
Companion. It's really interesting to me. Like the boat and the pink stuff and all the stuff on social media about whatever the heck he's into or not into or
wearing
wearing
Mufasa at the Met Gala, for God's sakes.
And yet, around the team, he's been really good. Like, that press conference last night, even the press conference last night addressing his relationship with the Bills and Bills Mafia and his time there and all of that, or the pregame with Melissa Stark where he's like, I'm feeling nostalgic, or the mic'd up stuff where he's telling people, if it don't wear blue, knock it out tonight, basically. And then he goes out there and catches 10 of 12 balls thrown his way. That's a very efficient night for 146 yards, 14.6 yard average, 32 yard long. He's now caught a 30 plus yard pass in consecutive weeks. Mm-hmm. Really, the only thing he hasn't done is get his ass in the end zone.
Get himself a tutty. But right now, Andy, he is on pace, if I am not mistaken, he is on pace for over 1,300 yards and over 120 receptions. How would that suit you for your WR1 that people were doubting the 23 big ones for?
That would be quite nice. That's, as I said, I can't be a fraud. I wasn't even sure he'd be on the field yet, or maybe he'd be like Jelani Tavai and make his debut in Buffalo. Although for him, that would have been a tough, interesting spot to make his debut with his new team, first game of the season. No. He's been out there since day one, and he's caught 29 of the 34 balls thrown his way on the year.
Pretty solid catch rate. And
awesome.
Yeah, and also he's going to, I don't know who's going to make that money first. Whoever prints those T-shirts, we all we got, we all we need.
So let's listen to Stephon Diggs, who, again, there's a lot that goes into the total Stephon Diggs experience, but this sounds like a pretty mature, level-headed guy right here.
I was excited. I kind of spoke on it a little bit, father being nostalgic, doing a drive-in, came in a different interest this time, but, you know, I was happy about it, and I just was happy to be back playing football. It's easy to get kind of lost in the moment while you're out there, but just try to remain focused the whole time and, you know, be there for my teammates. It was lit, like, you know, prime time. I played here before. I've been on the other side. It was just electrifying, and I knew that it was going to be a test for us. Like, obviously, with the guys that we got, and, you know, we all new to each other. I think 9 new starters compared to 11 on offense. So going into a hostile environment, and the biggest thing is just the fundamentals and being violent, you know what I'm saying? Like, be the aggressor. It's going to be a hostile there. You know, it's a great football team. I'm trying to take the fight to them.
So Stephon Diggs, like, doesn't that just sound like a football player, a teammate, a leader, a veteran, whatever you want to call it? That's what he's bringing to the Patriots right now. And he's looking to do what he did. He has some experience with Josh Allen and when he blew up in his development. And now, at least for the last couple of weeks, he's bringing that. He's bringing that to Drake May. And it's not a coincidence that Drake May is suddenly playing great football. So I know a lot of people loved the Stephon Diggs signing. I did not. I was dubious, both off the field, the age, the ACL, lots of things. I was excuse me. I was wrong about Stephon Diggs.
Whoa, did you hear that, everybody?
Dude has been a stud. 617
779-7937.
Let's go to the phone lines, work in your thoughts on Drake May, the Patriots, Mike Vrabel. I put a little poll out there if you want to go to @JumboHard on Twitter. Who has been better at his job through 5 games, Drake May or Mike Vrabel? The faces and the foundation of your New England Patriots. The results of that a little later should be interesting. Let's go to Joe in Melrose. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Outstanding game last night. I mean, it shows why you need a quarterback, an elite quarterback like Drake May, to be able to compete with Josh Allen, to be able to compete with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, a game manager quarterback can beat bad teams for you, but they, you know, you eventually when you play the elite competition like Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs, you need an elite quarterback that's going to make plays. I mean, people are going to say, like, I mean, his play with a little less than a little more than 2 minutes to go when he was stiff arming the 320-pound defensive tackle and then throwing it to Stephon Diggs. It was like dangerous. But the thing is, like in a game like this, you have to make plays to win. You can't just manage the game. And I mean, you can manage the game when you're playing all the bad teams, but to win a Super Bowl in the elite level, you need the quarterback like Drake May.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I agree 1,000%.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Didn't you talk about this last year, Andy, how the Patriots, so and the challenge with Josh, McDaniels would be working with you need a modern, hyper-athletic quarterback who can create with his legs, who can do things with his body and athleticism that the normal, prototypical, drop-back, pocket-based quarterback couldn't do. And then the follow-up to that, Your Honor, is did you not see that last night?
I saw everything I needed to see last night from Drake May. I really did. You know, that was an example. And the funny thing is, his stats weren't eye-popping. How many touchdown passes did he have?
He had a whole lot of none.
So we're anointing him. As Parcells would say, we're getting the bust ready and we're getting the gold jacket ready. We skipped right past the red jacket. I awarded him that last week. Now we're on to the gold jacket.
Now we're getting fitted for a jacket in Canton?
I'm just kidding. We're not, actually. He is getting a red jacket. Are you on board with me now? Everybody wanted to mock me last week. Can we all, as a show, agree that Drake May is a Patriots Hall of Famer? He is going to end up in the hall at Patriot Place. Dan Ball's putting his headphones on. He's got something to say.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a long soliloquy, so if you'll just give me a moment to go, no, we're not going to agree with that.
Wait, yeah. Why was it okay for Adam Schefter, who we'll talk to Wednesday, 3:45, to anoint Justin Herbert? I believe it was 3 years ago. He said Justin Herbert will be a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Who said it was okay that he did that? That's stupid to say as well.
Just called a prediction.
I actually think I called it stupid at the time. But anyway.
Yeah, Fitzy, I saw your tweet. So Drake has now completed a full NFL season's worth of games after yesterday, correct?
Yes, sir. He is now game 17, a full season's worth of games was against Josh Allen, and he won. Yes, sir.
He's an extremely talented quarterback. He's taken a lot of steps forward in year number two, but Patriots Hall of Famer is I'm not even close to being there yet.
Well, you know, I don't mean it literally, right? Like, if he died today, I would not put him in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Then
right,
would everyone. You care to be a little more specific with what, like, you mean? Because it certainly sounds like that's what you mean.
We're gonna get all Brian's song with this now, like Drake's gonna eat it. Come on.
I just think it's quite clear that his talent, ability, the long term nature of his career, like, it's all there. He's going to be a Patriots Hall of Famer. It's just when, not if. Like,
he has what it takes to one day potentially be a Patriots.
For example, by comparison, and I know Vrabel hates comparisons and others do as well.
Let's do one.
I would not have said the same thing about Mac Jones. Like, watching Mac Jones and what he accomplished through his first season as a starter, which led to the playoffs, which led to one of those cockamamie Pro Bowl appearances and all that, I would never have made this assertion. I'm basing it on what I'm seeing of his skill set, what I think his leadership ability is. Do we believe his leadership is evolving? Are we seeing leadership ability evolve before our eyes, Dan Ball?
I think we might believe that. I'm still not convinced his coach believes that. I believe his answer of what you want to see from Drake was some command. I believe I saw that over the weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I don't think his coaching staff is convinced of that yet at all.
Well, look a hostile environment, big game stakes. The fire of Steph Diggs. These are all things now that are bringing out the best of Drake May.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.